Welcome back, everybody, to your favorite podcast with your favorite hosts. Today, we're going to talk about a few things, but before we get into that, as of recording, something happened within our state. So I forget his name.
Charlie Kirk.
Yeah. Or whatever his name is.
Charlie Kirk.
Yeah, he's a political person, and he was actually assassinated down at UVU. So, like, I'm not a very political person. You know, you can believe what you want to believe. But I just wanted to kind of talk about that briefly, because I don't agree with killing if you have a disagreement in your beliefs at all. So I just want to say that, like, killing should never be the answer. You should never resort to violence. Everyone's going to have disagreements, but, like, to go that extreme, I just don't feel like is ever a solution.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever a solution. Because, like, with Charlie Kirk, he wasn't actually, like, fully, like, a politician or, like, politics. He was just, like, huge into debates, which is, like, one of our amendments is, like, the freedom of speech. So, like, he would be, usually in schools, he was the devil's advocate, always on the other side of a lot of people. So then he was always sparking debates and just getting people thinking more. But I do believe it's never the right course of action to do what was done today. It's very terrible. Mm-hmm. My heart goes out to his wife and two kids.
Same here.
And I just think there's better ways to go about if you have a disagreement with what he believes than going straight to violence.
I think if you just disagree with anyone and what they believe, I feel like you should just tune them out, because the fact that you're letting their opinion take up so much, like, mental bandwidth and emotional space in your life is all on you. Because a lot of people who do things or say things that I don't agree with, I just tune them out, because it's not, I can't change them, and they're never going to believe the way I believe. So I just tune them out. So it's just, there's always better ways to deal with people, and with, especially when their beliefs are completely different. So I just wanted to bring that up, because it is shocking that that even had to happen to somebody who's not in a place of power.
Yeah. I think it is just terrible and shocking that, like, I don't know, a lot of people just need to, like, have their own beliefs. People can have their own beliefs as well.
Yeah.
You can choose to listen to it, and then they can choose to listen to yours. But if you don't want to listen to theirs, then don't tune into videos or anything that disagrees with what you think, if it's going to cause you that much emotional trauma or whatnot.
Yeah.
Just if it affects you that much, just keep to yourself and just take in information and what from where you want. Mm-hmm.
Because, like, for me, since I'm not a person to debate anything. Like, if you believe your own thing, that's on you. And I'm not going to try to convince you to see things my way, because a lot of people nowadays are too stubborn to actually see things from a different point of view. But, like, for me, once I started ignoring that and not really paying attention to things that I don't see benefit my life, like, I'm genuinely happier. So, yeah, again, just wanted to bring that up, because it's not okay, and I think everybody needs to kind of readdress how they handle differing opinions, especially in the way that this one was handled. So, enough talking about that. We're going to lighten the mood up a little bit. We're going to get into our weekly recap. We got a few things going on. This last Saturday, sister got married.
My sister got married up at my cabin, so on Saturday, my family and all of her friends, and she married a Guatemalan, and so all his friends and family flew in, and it was a great, lovely wedding at my cabin, and it was actually very fun to have two different very groups come together and all celebrate life and love.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely amazing.
And it was funny to see that, like, there's only so many people from our family that went up and danced and partying and stuff, but then it was like almost every Guatemalan.
Yeah,
out there just booging. I'm like,
they know how to dance.
We need to step it up.
So I don't know. I was dancing the whole time.
I noticed you where I was, and I was trying to get as many people to come in as possible.
I was in my own little world. I was dancing.
Yeah, you were.
Just whoever was on the dance floor, I was dancing.
Uh huh. Yeah. So that happened. It was super fun. And then, in what, 3 days?
Yeah, 3 days.
We have the half marathon we mentioned a couple episodes ago. it's actually becoming more real the closer we get.
Yeah, it's more daunting the closer it gets. Last week, it felt far enough away to where it wasn't, like, setting into our minds.
Yeah.
And now this week, it's, like, the dread of...
Like, shit, we're not prepared.
Yeah, shit, we gotta run 13 miles in 3 days. That's daunting.
We're doing our best to get that, but... We'll see how it goes. We'll keep you updated next Wednesday.
Next week, we'll update you on how it went.
We'll let you know, and for Olympic.
I'll let you know if Noah collapses and crawls down the hill.
The mountain. Yeah, and if Ty does the same thing, I'll be posting it on social media.
Yeah, I'll take pictures of him if he's crawling. Don't worry.
But other than that, is there anything else that has happened since... Because, I mean, we've seen each other more often this last week than usual, so I guess...
My softball team won the third game in a row, so that's exciting.
Heck yeah, man. I meant to ask you about that, but...
Yeah, I'm the pitcher, and let me tell you, I have the best pitching arm in the business. It's slow pitch, so you have to do underhand, because you can't do fast pitch, but, oh yeah, I strike them out every time. I don't walk a single person.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does your arm get, like, feeling better?
Yeah, my arm's feeling better from the week before when I played two or three games in a row, because then it was just the constant throwing... when I wasn't playing pitcher.
Fair enough.
But yeah, that's the only other update I've got.
My life is pretty boring, so other than the half marathon, I got nothing coming up. So we'll move on to the question that I came up with for this week, and we're going to dive into what our fears are. I remember seeing like a video on Instagram where they talk about, like, it'll show a picture or something related to a fear, and then have, like, the scientific name for the fear on it.
Okay.
And it was just, like, how some pictures can make you actually, like, feel, like, uneasy based on what your fear is.
Yeah.
So I thought that would be an interesting talking point, because I don't know what your fears are. And it's interesting how you can have fears at a young age, and as you grow older, they can change.
Yeah.
And, like, if you have a reason for why you have that fear. So I kind of wanted to dive into some of your fears, and I'll talk about some of my fears, and...
Okay, I'll let you start it off by saying one. It'll give me time to think a little bit. And then once you say one, then I'll say one, and then we can go back and forth.
Okay.
And then talk about, like, different fears that we had maybe when we were young that have maybe changed a little bit, or if they stayed the same to where they are now.
Okay. I'll talk about one that happened when I was young that's still the same way now, is I can't have my feet... Like, my feet have to be tucked with the blanket under my heels.
Okay.
Because something's going to get me. The toe goblin's going to grab my feet.
Okay, the little demon.
Like, it still happens now. I can't do it. Sometimes if I'm hot, I'll have my leg over the blanket, and then I'm like, nah, I got to tuck the foot under. Because for some reason, if my feet are, like, covered, even if my whole body's not, I'm safe. But if there's one little toe hanging out there, I'm going to get just yanked off the bed, and that's the end of me.
Okay. That's interesting.
And the thing is like... The way my bed is like the front and the back are solid, so the only way to get under the bed is to the sides. So, like, there's nothing that could be at the bottom of my bed.
Okay.
Otherwise, like, obviously Arlo would know. So I'm like, why am I afraid of something grabbing my feet still?
Still to this day.
I'm not a little kid, but yet again, I'm terrified.
It's just that subconscious, like,
I gotta have my feet tucked in, or like, if I'm like, typically if I'm like facing away from like the biggest space in my room. So, like, there's more space on the left side. I have to have my blanket tucked up to my neck if I'm rolled over on the right. Just so then that way it's like they can't get me.
Okay. Okay, what about, so, like, just thinking into it. What if you wore socks? Because then technically your feet are tucked into something.
That's criminal. I think wearing socks to bed's criminal.
No, I can't do it either. I can't do it.
There's no way.
But have you ever tried to, like, subconsciously fight the, like, thought process that your feet are outside the blanket?
I can't.
Okay.
I can't. It'll keep me up, like... Should I keep my feet out? Should I put them under? Yeah. I'm like, what in the world is going on?
Okay.
But whatever.
Yeah, okay. I think one for me, it's kind of psychological. As you knew, I had a texture problem growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, textures, like, I have a sensory overload, give or take. But I got over it with my, like, external touch. But, like, textures in my mouth, like, with foods, I can't do. So that was a lot worse when I was younger, but now it's kind of like a fear of just like, I not a fear, it's more like a dread of like going out to eat and just like, if they don't have something I like, then I just dread it, because then it's like all psychological at this point, where it's like, I don't want to try something new. But sometimes I do, but...
I've noticed your palate has expanded since you were younger.
It definitely has expanded.
When you were younger, it was cup of noodles, or like just ramen in general.
Yeah.
And you'd eat it raw. Then you'd eat pizza, rice-a-roni.
Chicken.
And just plain chicken, yeah. And I feel like that was...
It's definitely branched out, because now I like Indian.
Yeah.
I like some Mexican. So, I like some Chinese.
So good on you.
Like, I've definitely branched out, but it's still like, I don't know, it's harder for me to try new things because it's all psychological at this point. So that's not really a fear, it's more like a dread fear.
There was a fear when you were younger, but now it's just like...
Now it's just like...
Because it was a fear for so long, yeah, I can see that. I can't imagine going through life and not being able to eat everything.
See, mine's different. Like, if I had one wish on this planet,
it'd be
never to eat again. Like, if I never had to eat again, I'd flourish. Like, if my body could sustain itself and never eat again, I would be so okay with that.
You know what would be so sad about that? Is if it was like, yeah, you were never hungry because you were always nourished, I would still eat. I would still probably eat as much as I do now.
See, that's wild.
Because it's just like... If I'm busy doing something, I don't even think about it. But if I'm not doing something, like, you know what? This kind of sounds tasty. Like, obviously, it's going to taste
good. Yeah. Okay.
But...
Okay.
Good on you. Another one of my fears is heights.
Heights?
Okay. I hate heights.
Have you been skydiving, though?
Yeah.
It's
because I was like, I wanted to try and conquer or like kind of have more of control over my fear. And I thought, what's the best way to conquer, like to control your fear of heights than to do the most intense thing regarding heights you possibly could do and skydive?
Yeah, that's definitely the highest. But I feel like bungee jumping would also be like a terrible thing.
I feel like it'd be...
Because you're closer to the ground to where the heights play more of a factor.
Yeah.
Because in a plane, it's so far down, like, I don't think it, like, registers, like, oh, that's...
But the thing is I don't know...
But I don't know. This is
bungee jumping, but skydiving, you have to sign a waiver saying you could die.
Okay.
Because it's not guaranteed that the chutes are going to work every time. More often than not, it does. But you could literally watch a video that talks about the precautions of skydiving to let you know that there is a chance you could die.
Well, good thing you didn't.
I know. Bless up that I'm here. But yeah, like, I remember being a kid, like, I couldn't be, like, 10 feet up.
Really?
Because looking down, yeah, like,
so
if I climbed a tree, easy. Rock climbing, easy. Whatever, easy. But the moment I had to come back down and I could see the distance, it scares the bejeebies out of me.
Okay.
But, like, and now it's the same. Like, I can't do it. Like, I've tried rock climbing.
And we can go up, well, but then coming down.
Well, when you have to lean back into the rope, and the rope starts to stretch a little bit to get tight, I'm like, I'm dead.
I'm freaking out. Like, I can't do this.
I can climb up fast, I'm good, finding all the holds, and then I come down, like, this sucks.
Okay.
It's still really bad. Even though I enjoy, like, planes and stuff.
What about ziplining?
I haven't been ziplining
in
like 10 plus years.
Okay.
So I have no idea. I'd like to go, obviously, because it's a fun thing, but I know for a fact my nerves would hit up until like the point I'm like...
And you're like, I'm freaking out.
Oh, this is crazy!
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I think another one of mine is probably the rest of mine. Like, I don't really have any fears anymore. It's more like psychological fears. To where it's like, I don't know, like the fear, just like how I grew up, like, I don't know, I was a very, like, overwhelmed, emotional child.
Mm-hmm.
To where now it's like, some things when you're younger transcribes to how you're older. So I think it's like a defense mechanism to where now I'm like hyper independent and I don't want to be controlled by a fear or like let someone know that I have a fear.
Hmm.
To where now I don't really have fears. That's all like psychological. Of like, like the abandonment or like hyper independence towards like that type of fears. The only other one that I can think of is fear of deep water.
Hmm. The ocean?
Or like lakes.
Yeah, I ain't playing
like
with
if
that.
A little seaweed touches my leg, I'm freaking out.
Oh,
like, I'm
gosh.
Overthinking in my head. I'm like, there's a fish in this water
that's going to get me.
Like, wakeboarding, you're sitting in your little chair just waiting to get pulled by the boat. And if the boat's circling around and you're just waiting, and It's like if it's dusk to where it's like slightly darker, and all of a sudden you can't really see in the water, it's dark blue, and all of a sudden you like have a little seaweed or something touches you. Ooh, game over. I'm freaking out. So, all in my head though. Like if I'm with people, I won't show a emotion at all. I will like show people like, no, I'm not scared of this water. But deep down in my mind, I'm internally freaking out.
I wish I could do that, but I feel like growing up, the only way that I actually, like the way I pursued making friends and like being seen was I was an idiot. Like I'm stupid funny. So like I would purposely put myself in stupid situations or act dumb. Dumber than everybody else.
Yeah.
Because you can make humor off of that so easily.
Yeah, you're so not like, wrong.
When I'm terrified, I will overplay it.
Just to make it
just
funny.
Because I know everyone's gonna laugh, even though I am scared. Like, I hate water. Like, I hate it.
But I feel like it's almost a subconscious helping to where, like, you joke with it. Yeah. Where you're also like, haha.
Distracting myself. But I can't do water because I know sharks can't be in fresh water. But for some reason, when I'm in that, and I, it's like, oh, get out of the boat. I'm like, there's a shark in the water. I ain't getting out. Like, today is the day that a freshwater shark.
No, there's some bull sharks that swim up fresh water.
But we're so far inland.
There's like, or, like if I think it's the Mississippi River and like some other ones. Like since they're connected to the ocean, like there's been like counts of like bull shark like 400 miles past the ocean.
I'm never getting in water again. You kidding me? You just made my fear skyrocket because I hate water. I hate the thought of being stranded at sea. Like water's beautiful, but you ain't catching me in that. Like,
well, what if it's a lake?
No.
Why? There's no shark.
I'll be in a boat in a lake, but I can't be swimming in a lake not in the boat with my legs kicking underneath me. If I can't see what's underneath.
But there's not going to be a shark. It's only in rivers.
I know. That's what I'm saying, though. In my mind, it's like.
That there could be.
Today's the day a shark's going to be in this lake. Even though there's never been one, there's going to be a shark today. And it's going to get me.
And it's going to get me.
I'm the one that's coming after. It was waiting for me.
You're the lucky man.
I know. It's terrible. But good for you. I have fears. I got a lot of them. I hate feet. Bare naked feet.
Which I've never understood that.
Gross. It all started. Because I don't remember who, but I think someone was like, I think I have a zit on the bottom of my foot, or like I have something on the bottom of my foot, and they picked at it, and I went, and from that day forth, no, bare naked feet, disgusting, you could think I'm crazy, but you can't come in my room with bare feet, at all. I barely like my bare feet.
Only when you sleep.
My feet are the only ones that could be in my room naked, but I barely even like them out. Because I think feet are just disgusting. But like, you can't come in my room with bare feet.
If Liz goes to bed in your bed,
I'm fighting demons.
She will have to wear socks.
No. I'm fighting demons to like be okay with.
Oh.
But it's just like I hate feet, dude.
It's not that's good.
We've been together for what like 2.5 years, and it's taken this long to like get me to be somewhat okay with it. But I'm like, if you touch me with your feet, it's over. Like you're going back to your room, and I'm out. Like I can't do it. It's disgusting. Bare feet are just so gross.
See, I don't have a problem with feet.
I think it's more psychological now just because like I've never had a bad experience other than that one thing.
But ever then since I think then, probably growing like, up, people made fun of you to where like...
Everyone still makes fun of me.
Their bare naked foot, they would like touch you or like freak you out a little bit.
Everyone would purposely touch me with their feet because they thought it was funny. When I'm like, I'm ready to kill. Like, nothing brings me so close to anything in my life. But if you touch me with your bare feet to get a kick, I'm jumping across the room.
Jumping in that lake and that shark's getting you.
Yeah, if that shark had feet and it touched me, I'm like, you know what? I'm more scared of your feet. I'm coming after
you. I'm coming after the shark now.
The water's not a problem anymore. It's just dogs.
This fear overwhelmed the other fear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Feet are just disgusting.
Okay.
I think those are some of my biggest ones. I can't really think. I think, like, obviously public speaking is one. Where if it's me having to speak...
Is it a fear or more of anxiety?
I think it's both.
Both?
Because I get anxious doing stuff like that, but it's more of a fear when it pertains to me. So, like, if I'm doing it... Like, let's say I have to talk about something that I'm genuinely interested in or showcase what I did, I am, like, terrified. Because when I go out there, everyone's judging me in my head. But if I'm, like, let's say... Like, for instance, if I were to, like, do something for somebody else, I don't even care. I could do it flawlessly. If you want me to talk to somebody for you, I will talk to 700 people for you.
Okay.
And not have a problem. But when it comes to me talking to somebody for me, I'm out. Because, like, my
performance... Because then you're just more self-conscious.
Well, because, like, my performance is going to affect me because that's what, like, I'm doing it for me. So, like, I put a lot of pressure on myself. But, like... Let's say you think someone's cute and you're just like, oh, I don't know if I can go up and talk to them. I'd be like, you know what? I got you. And I'll go over, I'll start a conversation, talk, because I got nothing to lose.
Yeah, that's okay, okay.
I got nothing to lose. If they're not interested, you don't lose anything either because you didn't go talk to them. So I'm just like, whatever. If they're not interested, whatever. If they are, I'm the best wingman. Like, what can I say?
Okay, yeah.
So it just depends on the situation.
Yeah, you put too much pressure on your own self.
Yeah. So I can, it makes it really hard to perform publicly when it's has something to do for myself,
or if you're getting forced to do it, like if it's for school or something.
No, I hate that.
And you have to like present in front of the class because it's for you and it's not for someone else, then it's like you're getting forced into it and you're like, I don't even want to be up here.
I think it was last fall or last spring or something like that, I had a communications course and it was like I had to make a slideshow about something that I had to talk about. I had to interview people. So, like, I got people, I had to get people on a video call, record with their consent, basically interview everybody and, like, present this slideshow that I had to make. But everything, like, I had to write a script, memorize it, present, and, most of what I had to say couldn't come off the slides. It was, like, 7 takes to get it.
That's
and it
disgusting.
Was so embarrassing. Like, I couldn't be natural. But if it's just like me, ha ha ha, guys, like check this out. I could sell you on, you know,
yeah,
you know, X, Y, and Z, and it's just for fun, whatever. But yeah, when it's nobody, just like you have to do this, I'm just like
then it's too much pressure on your
yeah
mind. Yeah, yeah.
It's not enjoyable whatsoever.
Okay, that's fair. I think probably I don't know why, but that's such a hard one. Like, I can't really think of, like, fears that, like, I'm actually scared of or, like... Like, I think maybe, like, fear of a little bit of commitment. Because then you're putting so much trust and faith into the other person.
Yeah.
To, like, also be willing to put in the time and effort into something to grow and be with. To where I think it's, like, maybe that's a fear of mine. It's just be, like... Because then it's, like... It's so out of your control, like, you're like, oh, I can put in time and effort and commitment to, like, see if this goes somewhere, and if it doesn't, cool, but actually having faith that the other person's also on the same wavelength to where they also want to put in the time, effort, and communication and everything, because then it's like, if they don't, but then don't communicate it back, then you're just like, well, I just look like a fool, like, you just kind of played me or whatever.
Yeah, I think... I'm with you on that because the scariest part is like, one, knowing that if you commit, you can end up falling head over heels, and if they're not interested, you get your heart broken.
Yeah.
Or two, you commit to something that later down the line you realize that it's just not
what you want.
You're not feeling it, but they are, and then you have to break that news. So it's like emotional commitment is so hard.
Yeah.
Because I've never. This is the longest relationship I've ever been in. Everyone has always ended at 9 months or before because I just can't commit. And I always have that thing of like, you know, I'm not good enough. You know, it's gone this long, whatever. Like, they're probably better off, whatever. And then typically I'll end it and it's hard. It's really hard. But this one I'm just like, I gotta hold on. Like, I just gotta keep trying. And now it's just to the point where I'm kind of past that because I know where we both stand. But it is hard.
Well, it's just like you just have to have so much faith and trust that the other person's also like doing what's best for you and them.
Yeah.
Because it's hard, like, especially like, I don't know, I've had situationships to where it's like you both think it's going one direction and then one person doesn't really communicate and then it's kind of dwelling off and then the other person's chasing while the other person's kind of running.
Yeah.
To where then it's just like this cat and mouse and then it's like, just communicate. If you're not feeling it, let's just keep it done and not.
And it's hard because I feel like communication to people is different. So like,
I feel like it's pretty straightforward.
Well, I feel though. Like the way it should be is like, if you feel a certain way, tell me. But a lot of people are like, well, like you should be able to kind of tell by how I am or by like the little hints. Because I've had things like that where people try to have like, they almost expect you to be able to read their mind. And then they get upset when you can't.
Yeah.
But it's just like, seriously, like, if
there's just so
if I'm more committed people. Than you, and you can see that, and you don't think it's going to work out because you don't see yourself ever getting that committed, let me know, because you're wasting my time and yours.
Yeah. Or it's when you do say, like, hey, let's have, like, that hard conversation or whatever. Like, let's talk about feelings or whatever. Like, let's get on the same page. And then they kind of, like, beat around the bush of, like, oh, like, I do like you and I can see this going somewhere. I'm just, like, in my own head to where it's, like, well, you kind of said you were on the same page, but you kind of left the door open of confusion.
Yeah, so it's, like, where they don't actually elaborate
what they want or what they don't want. And then it just, I don't know.
Because they're kind of always in that limbo mode of, like, I don't want to not be with you. But I also don't want to fully commit quite yet.
Like, I don't want to lose you because I know you're a good person and I want you in my life, but I don't want to commit.
It's almost like they don't want
to... I want to see if the grass is greener.
They don't want to lose other options. Yeah.
So it's like a weird gray area.
So it's like, you're good for now, but if I can't find anybody else, then I'll commit. But if I can, unfortunately, see ya.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ugh, can't be bothered.
Yeah.
So, I can't really think of any other... I think it comes more down to, like you said, anxiety, where it feels like a fear, because I am, you know, afraid. But I think it's more in the moment of, like, certain situations of whether or not I'm afraid. 3 more minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm afraid or not. So, I mean, that's really it. We can end that there. We don't really need to sit here and try to think more about it, but, if you like the way our episodes go in the past where it has been like 50 minutes, let us know, because we do quite enjoy filming longer. But if you kind of like it where it's a little shorter, 30 minutes, whatever, let us also know, just because whatever kind of gets your attention more and in the way that we kind of discuss things. So just let us know in the comments below whether you're watching on YouTube or streaming platform. If you are on YouTube, subscribe, like, and comment, put us in that algorithm so we get seen by more people. We can grow as a community, and you know, we can keep making some podcasts for you guys.
Yeah, making some content for you. We're gonna branch out. We're gonna do different challenges here in the future. Maybe like play game. I don't know. It's still all fresh and new. Like, we're trying to figure out what's
coming up with some ideas. But stay tuned for some special things other than just kind of like our weekly discussions and talking about news and our questions and whatnot. So yeah. And podcasts, if you're listening to them on those.
If you're listening to a podcast, give us a like, give us a follow. So then you can always be updated when we post again. But it's just, if you FYI, every Friday. And on that note, thank you for watching episode 4.
Much love. We'll see you next week.